What up? It's Hot Now 37, hotnow37.com. Early in the morning, a hot morning crew, man. Special guest in here. I didn't think she got up that early, Nance.
Yeah, Young M.A.
That is early.
She's bad and she's tatted.
I'm an early bird.
No crust in the eyes, nothing.
No, man. Ready to roll. And look at the watch. Sparkly, sparkly, twinkly,
that
twinkly, man.
Up.
You know what it is? She stays out late and she gets up early, so you don't sleep a lot.
I stay up late and I get up early.
How many hours of sleep do you get? Do you actually need?
I sleep, you know, I don't know. I don't really sleep like go to sleep at night, wake up in the morning. I just sleep sporadically.
How many hours do you get a night? Probably
two, maybe two or three.
No, seriously, I look so haggard if I don't get at least six hours of sleep.
I gotta sleep. I don't play that.
What have you found out about the industry that like surprised you?
It was actually what I expected. I just knew I had to stay myself.
Were you surprised at the success that you've had? Like that your song was on the radio that was playing? Were you like?
Yeah, I definitely was surprised at the success. The way it came about, I was already looking forward to being successful, so that was kind of like the goal. But when it actually happened, of course, it's a surprise. It's like, oh man, like this is happening right now.
We call her Stephanie. We call her Heffany. Like that was
every girl.
We all sing that.
It's crazy how I started playing that record. I had the feeling one day. One of the mixers called out one night, right? And I had this record. I was on with Jason. It was like 2 o'clock. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I said, "I'm gonna play this record because no one's playing it yet." I seen the video first, so I stole it from YouTube. That's how I burned the first version of it.
Wow.
And I played it, and Jason lost his mind, and the phones went crazy. It's hot right here. And from there, I put it in rotation. No one called me. This is a hot record. Like, hot record's a hot record. So right. No one even called me to push me on this record. It went in rotation like that next day. And from
that's
there,
crazy.
You would tell you it was crazy.
That's crazy. Nah, you know? Good looking. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy the fact that you burnt it off the YouTube.
So basically,
right
that's basically, that's illegal. It's what he just did.
We all did it. We all did it.
Somebody owed me a check for cleaning that record. It took me a minute to clean that record from you too. Now, what inspires you? When I found out who was like working with you, my man Drew Howe, me and Drew go back, Black Moon, years and years and years. So you have like a legend behind you.
Right.
What kind of music inspired you to do what you do? Because your lyrics are a little different.
Yeah, I'm an old soul, man. My mom always played music in the house, like from all different genres, like reggae music, R&B, hip hop, hard hip hop, you know what I mean? And it was just something that I grew up in the household. Like, it was just always music being played. And from of course, Biggie, if we're taking it back more, in the 90s, like Biggie, Jay-Z, Mary J. Blige, and then the reggae records like Glenn Washington, Barris Hammond, Sizzla, a lot. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So when did you get tired of sitting on the outside, listening to the radio, listening to everybody else getting their record played? You were sitting out there and saying, you know something? It's my turn. When did you decide that?
I always thought it was my turn from the time I was like, I'm going to do this. It was like my turn. And I just went forward from there. It was like, it took a long time, man. Like, I've been doing this since I was 9, 10 years old. And it was just something I always knew I would do because it was something I knew I always wanted to do. So me growing up, it wasn't like me. I wasn't even thinking about going to college. And not to say college is bad for anybody. I you know what I mean? I suggest anybody who want to go to college, go to college. You know what I mean? Just something I chose that I knew I didn't want to do. I knew I wanted to be a rapper. It was just something I always put out there. I put in the universe, and it happened.
Do you have a lot of spirituality? I mean,
absolutely.
You said that. Because when you say you put it out there and like you want it, you willed it to happen.
Absolutely. Definitely very, very spiritual. Always have been. I just believe in, you know, anything, everything happens for a reason. And that's just how I live my life. Like certain things that come my way, I feel like it came my way for a reason. I don't never like to question things because I always feel like it's not the right thing to do, definitely when God presents something to you. And, I'm absolutely very spiritual.
So do you look at your life now, like when you wake up every day, like, oh, my God, this is my life? Like,
at one point, yeah, I was thinking like that. And then, of course, you become immune to it. But and then, you know, I have those moments still where I'm like, yo, like when I go certain places, like just like I told you, just coming from Africa,
just tell you, like, so I was on your Insta, I think, and like my whole goal is to go to Africa and go to like animal sanctuaries and do that stuff. Because I'm like, like I know I love animals it's just like I have a horse, I have two dogs, like that's how I live my life, you know? So when I saw that, I was like, yo, she's living the best life right now.
Yeah, that's, you know, when you go to places, even though it's for work, you know what I mean? You know it's for work. And sometimes, you know, you go certain places, you might not even get the opportunity to do something other than work. You know what I mean? And I've done that plenty of times where I go somewhere that I've probably never been before and I never really got to explore the city or, you know, the culture of the area I'm in. It's only work, you know, 9 times out of 10, then I'm going back home. So it's like you've been there, but you wasn't there for real, you know what I mean? And so like when I went to Africa, that was probably one of the few places where I actually got to experience a part of Africa that's, you know, well known for like their animals and stuff
that. You went to a sanctuary,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, you know what I mean? So I've been to like, you know, Brooklyn Zoo.
Yeah, but that's
Zoo
different
stuff,
though.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yo.
It's different, but like when you actually know you're in Africa.
Soil, on that soil.
Right. You on that soil, exactly. When you're
different.
On that soil, it's different. It's a whole different feeling. It's like the animals ain't the same. It's like two different animals from, you know, New York City and then you in actually Africa. It's two different things.
That's amazing.
I know that you've like lost mad weight. Are you vegetarian? Or are you vegan? Do you live your life like that? Do you think about that?
Not a vegetarian, pescatarian.
Pescatarian,
you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, so
yeah.
Fish.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, in the beginning I got into it because like health reasons. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was just like I've heard so much about, you know, what these things contain and stuff like that. So it was like more so that. And then it became about, you know, the animals and killing the animals and stuff like that. But the eggs, the butter, the milk, the dairy products, yeah, that was really what was like. The cheese and stuff was hard for me to let go.
Yeah,
like,
I know,
I
right?
Let go of cheese.
I can't hang out with y'all. Y'all make it hard for me to order a cheeseburger.
Right? Yeah, that lobster. Y'all make it hard.
Yeah, letting go cheese was the toughest.
Young M.A., coming from being inspired by some legendary rappers, you become an inspiration for some people. You know, we have a young lady in here right now. The reason why she started rapping is, she said, because of you.
Right.
Did you think that would happen? Did you ever, in growing up, you said, well, I'm going to inspire some people to do this?
No, I never thought that. And it's crazy, I just posted that today.
It's crazy?
Yeah.
We got Snowfall. She's from Connecticut. Big record called Young Rhythm. Tell her your story.
Nah, basically, I would watch her videos on YouTube and stuff, because being from Connecticut, like, I'm already discouraged because nobody really come out of here like that.
Yeah,
and then, like, I don't look like all the other girls on top of that. I'm a little bit more masculine and stuff like that. So I used to just watch your, like, freestyles and stuff that. And you were, like, my favorite rapper. Like, you're who I would cheer for. You're who I wanted to see win.
Absolutely.
So, like, when I first heard your song on the radio, I was in Clinton, Connecticut. And I had actually tweeted it to you, which I'm going to pull up that tweet.
Wow.
Like, I had tweeted, like, yo, you're really on the radio, because, like, we don't see people like us really doing a thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, would you... People can't say you don't have bars. People can't say you're better than a lot of these out here.
Yeah.
Sorry to say that. You're better than a lot of these men out here. You know what I'm saying? And like, it's important because we got to be strong women before anything. And so like, I definitely appreciate everything that you've done. I can't wait to see more. I love Petty Wop.
I
think we both shot our music video on the same day because it looks exactly the same. But I was like, I think you shot yours July 4th.
July 4th.
I shot my July 4th. Mad woman around the pool. Like,
that's
we
crazy.
Great minds think alike. But like,
that's
you know
crazy.
What I'm saying? And mad people was tagging me and I'm like, what are y'all trying to say? Like,
that's crazy.
I just thank you, and I just, I don't know, you just
nah, good
idol,
looking,
so.
And it's crazy, because shout out to Connecticut, man, because Connecticut been rocking with me from, and it's crazy you say not a lot of artists come out of Connecticut, but I get so much love out here that they appreciate the music a lot in Connecticut, you know what I mean? Like, I was getting more love out here before I was even buzzing in New York. Like, Connecticut, I was getting booked out here for shows, certain clubs, like, back in, like, 2015, you know what I mean? And so when you get that love from places that you know been rocking with you from day one, even before you became Young and May or whatever you want to call it, I appreciate that. You know what I mean? Like, this is one of my favorite places up north is Connecticut, because they've been rocking with me from day one. So shout out to Connecticut.
It's funny. I hear that all the time. Like,
yeah.
Connecticut, when people hear about Connecticut, they say, okay, there's no hip-hop in Connecticut. Ain't no black people in hip-hop. There's no hoods in Connecticut. But it's just
crazy.
Because when artists like 50 Cent come through here, and he's more popular here than he is in New York.
Yeah.
You know, Max B is more popular here.
Yeah.
And that whole run started here with
Connecticut.
And all
run.
The locks.
Yeah,
like,
no.
So
all
it all starts
yeah,
here.
Yeah, the locks. Yeah, we
oh,
just were speaking
crazy.
About all this.
It's crazy,
that's crazy
how that happens, you know. And I get it in a sense, because the people here in Connecticut, they don't have a lot. Like New York, they usually have everything.
Right.
Like hip-hop stars are all around. It's everyday things.
Exactly.
It's not like that here. When Connecticut grabs something, they love it.
Right.
They want to own it.
Right.
And they're going to show them as much love as they can so that you guys will always remember Connecticut.
Always.
It's crazy.
Always. Can never forget it, man.
And that's why it's cool with Snopra, because she's so popular here.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's what I'm saying. That's a good
it.
Look. And they got to support that, man. Because
yeah.
We do need more artists from this town, because this town appreciate music so much. You know
yeah.
what I mean? In general. So I feel like that y'all definitely need more recognition out here, you know, just by the love that you guys show everybody else. You know what I mean?
And I love that, like, you were talking about women, because I feel like in the industry, it's so hard anyway. If you look one way, but if you look a different way, if you're different, it's so much harder.
I feel like it's only harder if you allow it to get to you. if you allow to, if you allow yourself to believe that. You know what I mean? Like, that's when it becomes hard, when you allow the industry to you know, what it wants you to be made as. Like, I feel like if you just come in here just with no, you know, no apologies, you know, unapologetic, and just coming in full force and just doing your thing. If it's meant to happen, it's gonna happen. If it don't, it don't. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I came into the game. I wasn't looking for no cosign. I wasn't looking for no sympathy. I wasn't looking for nobody, no handouts, nothing. I just knew I do what I do and I love what I love, and they're gonna either accept me or they don't. And if they don't, then I gotta deal with that.
But where did you get that confidence from? Like, where did that come from? Because a lot of people don't have that confidence. Like, if you do look different, you're like, it doesn't matter. I'm not buying that.
Just, you know, going through life, man. Like, just certain life situations that, you know, brung me at some of my lowest points and learning how to, you know, build myself back up from then. It was life that made me this way. I can't really pinpoint something specifically. It was just a lot of, you know, traumatic situations I went through in my life that made me who I am confident-wise, and that's what it is.
On an LGBT standpoint, you guys touched on, you know, being different and all of that. A lot of people that are in the LGBT community, there's a lot of talent.
What's but that, they're though? Afraid. I don't like that. Yeah. I don't speak on that. Yeah, whenever I do interviews, I knock that out the category immediately. Like, that LGBT thing, you know what I mean? I respect people who do, you know, want to put themselves in that category, but I don't necessarily look at it like it should be that, because that's the problem right there. Like, that's, you know what I mean? Point, exactly. That's not what I came into this game to do. No labels, none of that. I'm just Young and May.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I like
perfect.
What I like. I do
that's
what I
perfect.
Do. Yeah.
And how do you keep it fresh? Like, when you go into the studio, what inspires you? Like, is it like you're going to Africa and, you know, performing
in
Africa?
Like that. It's definitely the people. It's the people who support me. Honestly, if it wasn't for them, I'd probably be like, I probably wouldn't be in a good point. I feel like it's them who really kind of keeps me alive in certain situations. Because, you know, when you come into this music game, like, you can love it, but then you learn a lot from the business, and then you notice the fakeness and stuff like that. But then you realize that is the real part is the people who support you genuinely, like, loyalty-wise, you know what I mean? And, like, fans that's and supporters that's just willing to just wait as long as possible for you and just be patient, because they just love you so much. And they're just like, yo, we got you. We're going to support you no matter what. Like, that's when you know that's the real part. And that's why I said if it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't even be dealing with this industry.
So social media for you, like, when your fans get at you, does that matter to you? Like, does it mean stuff to you?
Oh, yeah. Like, when they be like, yo, what's up with the album? Like,
where's your music?
Yeah, where's the music? Like, yeah. And I feel like if they don't do that, then that's the problem. That's mm-hmm. where the right. problem lies. If you mm-hmm. don't see that and you don't hear that, then that's where's the problem. So I appreciate that. Thank you for cursing me out.
As far as the internet and everything goes, this day and age, music is based on a lot of analytics and everything, streaming and everything. What's the positive and the negative about you blowing up on the internet, on YouTube, and it blew up? So what can you take away from this positive, and what can you say that's negative about it?
I don't really think nothing's really too negative, because everything happens for a reason. I think negativity brings positivity, too. You know what I mean? So I don't take nothing I did or anything that happened in my life as negative, because it was meant to happen. Mm-hmm. And you can't change that. Like, you can't help.
You can't go back and change it.
Yeah, you can't. So you can't label it as negative. All you can do is just understand that this is what your life was planned out to be.
The YouTube and everything, it did blow you up. I mean, you got worldwide, like that.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we'd have to put stuff in the mail and FedEx.
I know.
Remember those days?
Yeah. It was a whole different
I got a new record. When will I get it? In 2 weeks.
That's crazy. And it's crazy because I came up on that time, too. I was selling my mixtapes out the back of my car. Me and my girlfriend at the time. My aunt, she was working in an office or whatever the case, and she printed out mad covers for me. I sent her the picture. I was like, I need you to print this out at your office, please. And she printed them out, and they had, like, the dotted thing so you can cut around it. And we was in there cutting.
Oh, that's old school. Yeah, that's old school.
Wow. I had to do it. I was selling it for $5, going to people's house. At one point, I set up a PayPal. I was actually sending them the digital version. And, you know, they'll deposit their money, and then I'll send it off to them in the email, and they'll get the whole thing.
Man. Wow.
Yeah, I was real creative with that, man. Like, that was something I was, not only that I knew I needed to do, but I was into doing. And I was doing it by myself, like, literally sending it out. No, I ain't had nobody, like, working for me or mm-hmm. doing that. I was literally, anytime I got an email, I'd go in there, send it out, get the bread. And I was getting money like that. I was getting, like, a good $250, $300 a day doing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Easy.
Good inspiration for kids who are starting out.
Yeah, and I had a nice little following. So it was like, you know, I already had the following, had a lot of views on YouTube. So I used it to my advantage. It was like, yo. Let's go.
Do you see, like, that you have to do videos now to get the music going?
Yeah. Even before I dropped the song, I dropped the visual with it. You know what I mean? Like, 9 times out of 10, if I dropped the song, the visual was out with it. You know what I mean? I always was into visuals. That's why YouTube was like my best friend. It was something I always was just into. I was like, I need a video for this. I got to shoot for this. I got to shoot for that. So yeah, to this day still, I do the same thing. I plan on actually shooting a video for every song on my album.
The new single out right now, when you go to places and perform this new song, are you ever surprised when you see that people know the words?
I got mad footage on my phone. It's crazy. Petty
Wap, gotta be crazy.
It's really surprising to me because it just came out, and to actually see how much feedback it's getting without even like big radio push, without even labels, none of that. It's just, you know, just my team and my machine in itself, and just the supporters that just support me no matter what. To see that love just off the strength of just that, it's still surreal. Like, I still look at it like, wow, this is crazy. Even though they look at
me, you can drop the mic and they'll say every word.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got all that. Yeah.
But I think people are hungry for women who are in the game. You know what I mean? Like, it's
And they're
beefing right now.
But it's
like,
crazy because a lot of you know still people don't even think I'm a girl.
That's
don't even
so think crazy. I'm a woman.
No, still.
That's so
still,
stupid
to
though.
This day, still.
Like who?
What? All the time. I see it all the time. It's like they still be like, oh, MA is a girl. Still to this day. Still.
Listen,
to this
I be
day.
Seeing people bump into your music like the thuggest of the thuggest guy in his truck. And he's like, bump into your man. Yes, he's like, yes, sir. This
those who
fire.
Really rock with me the most, it be the older guys, the older heads, the OGs really rock with me. Yeah, that ain't surprising. I done got so many people I know from jail that told me, yo, they rocking you crazy. And you're like, jail, people in jail will hear about my music before people on the street. Crazy. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Because they know everything first.
Yeah.
We appreciate you coming in here.
Thank you for having me.
And I really appreciate you being a pescatarian. Pescatarians unite.
Yeah. Gotta go to Africa now.
I gotta go. Yeah, yeah. You're like
Absolutely.
So inspired me to go.
Absolutely.
Where are you headed next? Like, are you going anywhere else? Like, real cool?
I just actually came back from a lot of places. Like, Africa was like my last run, you know, as far as like going across seas and stuff like that. Next month, I believe I go back across seas. I think Qatar or something, right?
We're
going eventually.
How do you say that? Is it Qatar? Qatar?
Dubai and stuff like
Dubai.
That.
Dubai.
Yeah, I've been to Dubai. I did a show in Dubai too. That was crazy. I couldn't even believe they was okay with me. That's why it's just still surreal to me. It's like, it's crazy. It's so
strict.
Much deeper than just y'all think it is. Like, it's just so much deeper that comes with me than y'all think it is.
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming in. Appreciate
thank you,
it.
Thank you. Yo, what up? This is Young and May. Shout out to the Hot Morning Crew on Hot 93.7. We out here, baby. Let's get it.